This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. On the 24th of February, Russia invaded Ukraine, triggering Europe's fastest growing refugee crisis since World War II. As the world condemned Putin's aggression, West Kent resident Richard Akehurst felt compelled to act.
My wife was a Ukrainian, so as soon as we saw the war was beginning in Ukraine, we realised that there was something we would need to get involved in. My background was from military law enforcement and humanitarian work, so it was a bit of a no-brainer for me to sort of do what I could do.
In order to provide aid to Ukraine and help those arriving in Tunbridge Wells and the surrounding areas, Richard and his wife Ina formed the Ukraine Relief Group, based out of the TN2 Community Centre. Those arriving would need clothing, toiletries, baby and household items, and the TN2 Centre became a valuable port of call for those seeking refuge. The centre also provides practical and emotional support for new arrivals.
So we generally speak to every guest that comes through the door. We ask them, is there anything else they do need? Can we sort of help you find something? We get a lot of people coming here asking for advice on schools, doctors, dentists, all the usual things. But TN2 predominantly is set up purely for allowing the guests, when they arrive, to get themselves fully clothed, get everything they could possibly need. And the great thing is it's all funded by donations from the wonderful people at Tunbridge Wells and the surrounding area.
The TN2 Centre has welcomed approximately 450 guests since opening shortly after the war began. One of those guests is Elena, who arrived in early June with her daughter. She explained why the centre is so important.
It's a very interesting place because there are a lot of different things you can receive, and also you can receive support, and there are also people who can advise you and help with different questions which you have.
Initiatives like Richard and Ina's Ukraine Relief Group and support from the local council and people of West Kent has made Elena's transition to life in the UK far easier than she had anticipated.
There are a lot of very kind and positive people. For me, it's very easy to be here. I thought it would be much more difficult. We have huge support. We feel comfortable, and so we are very happy to be here. We have very beautiful, very lovely family, so everything is okay.
The relief group have also made several trips to deliver food and medical supplies to Ukraine. Some creative thinking was required to get their cargo to where it was most needed, as Richard explains.
Getting the stuff from here to the Ukrainian-Polish border was actually relatively easy. Then we found that the gentlemen couldn't leave Ukraine because of the rules there. So what they did very cleverly was they would go to the border with their wives in the vans. The wives would then drive over the border, meet our vans, back-to-back the vans, unload the aid, get back in the vans, drive back over the border into Ukraine, pick up their husbands and then drive to the warehouse on the Ukrainian side.
During one trip, Richard and his team were involved in the evacuation of Mariupol, providing wheelchairs, Zimmer frames and crutches to allow the walking wounded to reach safety. These trips couldn't happen without the generosity of donors providing food and medical supplies and much-needed funds to cover costs.
The average trip cost is around about sort of £1,300, £1,400. So if there are anybody out there that wishes to assist us with donations towards the fueling, that would be absolutely wonderful. We're also looking for the potential use of further vans. The bigger the better, because we can get more aid in.
All the details of what, where and how to donate can be found on the Ukraine Relief Group Facebook page. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.